This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today on the program, we have Liz Arch, international yoga instructor, the creator of Primal Yoga, and author of The Courage to Rise, Using Movement, Mindfulness, and Healing Foods to Triumph Over Trauma. Liz, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
And certainly pleased to have you with us here today, Liz, and looking forward to hearing from you. So I understand there's a lot of information around domestic violence as it is a silent epidemic. Get into some of those details to kick things off today for us.
Absolutely. So as you mentioned, it is a silent epidemic, and the statistics are quite staggering. 1 in 4 women and 1 in 7 men will experience severe physical violence from an intimate partner at some point in their lifetimes in the United States. So that there's also 24 people per minute who are victims of rape, physical violence, or stalking by an intimate partner in the United States. So more than 12 million women and men over the course of a year. So it's a really big epidemic, and it's silent because of shame and self-blame, and there's so many reasons why people don't talk about it.
And thanks for sharing some of those stats with us. Much appreciated. Now, what is trauma-informed yoga?
Sure. So trauma-informed yoga is an approach that really acknowledges the prevalence of trauma in our society and seeks to create a physically and emotionally safe container for individuals who have been impacted by trauma. And trauma really affects our ability to feel grounded, to be present, and to feel safe in our bodies. So a key component of trauma-informed yoga is really creating the space for people to feel safe in their own bodies and to offer tools to support healing and self-regulation for anyone that's been through trauma, such as intimate partner violence or sexual assault.
Now, I'm sure that listeners would want to know what the difference is between trauma-informed yoga and mainstream yoga. So how does trauma-informed yoga differ from mainstream yoga?
Yes, great question. So trauma often robs people of their own personal choice. So really creating empowered choice and creating safety is paramount in a trauma-informed class. So one of the main ways we do this is for asking for consent, for example, before assisting or adjusting someone in a particular posture in a hands-on way. And in many mainstream yoga classes, teachers often give hands-on adjustments to students without asking for consent. And this can be very triggering for individuals who have experienced sexual assault or intimate partner violence, or anyone whose boundaries have been violated in that kind of way. So really asking for consent is key because it helps to build that container of safety. And then using language that's invitational. So rather than kind of showing up to a class and feeling like you have to contort yourself into a pretzel or, you know, having these demands placed on you, it's really offering again, choice, inviting people who are in the class to, you know, keep their eyes open if they prefer in our final resting pose rather than close their eyes, because that can also feel like a scary experience for people. And then letting people choose, if you're working one-on-one with someone, where to put their mats in the room, where to situate themselves. Oftentimes people who have been through trauma, for example, don't like having their back to a door. So they like to know where the windows are and where the doors are. And just having that choice of where you want to situate yourself in the room can, again, help to create this container of safety. And then just really helping people ground into their bodies. I always like to say that we can't heal what we can't feel. So really establishing connection to our felt sense and to sensation and staying anchored in that. And then there's certain movements that most yoga classes across the board use, but we really highlight certain movements in trauma-informed yoga that help to integrate the right and left hemispheres of our brain. So cross-lateral movements and any movements that cross the midline where your arms and legs, you know, cross the midline of your body really helps to strengthen that integration of the right and left hemispheres. hemispheres of our brain.
Today with us on the program is Liz Arch, international yoga instructor, the creator of Primal Yoga, and author of The Courage to Rise, Using Movement, Mindfulness, and Healing Foods to Triumph Over Trauma, here on eHealth Radio's Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, if you would share with our listeners research-backed tools to help people heal and release trauma in the body and mind.
Yes, so there's really a growing body of research that shows the effectiveness of yoga to help ease anxiety, depression, insomnia, and symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder. And there's actually been researchers from Johns Hopkins University. They found that 20 to 30 minutes of mindfulness meditation, which is a part of yoga, can reduce symptoms of anxiety, depression, and physical pain. And the way the science kind of works is that yoga and meditation evokes the relaxation response, so pulling us out of our sympathetic nervous system, our kind of fight or flight system, and then activating instead our parasympathetic nervous system, which is known as our rest or digest system. And so the research is really showing that yoga and meditation and activities that evoke this relaxation response can actually change our brain. And mindfulness meditation in particular can shrink the fear centers in our brain, in particular a structure known as the amygdala, and grow and strengthen our hippocampus, which is responsible for memory. And in PTSD, our memory can get fragmented. And then mindfulness meditation can also strengthen our prefrontal cortex, which essentially goes offline when we're under extreme stress. So these activities can change our brain, which is really just really heartening. And there's a ton of other studies too that are showing, you know, yoga and meditation has been shown to increase GABA, which is a neurotransmitter that can help to boost mood. There's studies on hatha yoga, which is just a form of physical yoga, that shows that yoga can significantly increase heart rate variability, which is an important measure of our heart health and our body's ability to adapt to stress. There's pilot studies from Walter Reed Medical Center that found that a specific form of yoga called yoga nidra, which is a form of deep relaxation, resulted in the reduction in the severity of PTSD symptoms, including insomnia, depression, anxiety. And just for me personally, I've dealt with debilitating panic attacks. As I mentioned, those statistics of domestic violence, I myself am one in four women who have been through intimate partner violence, and yoga has been my primary tool of self-regulation and self-healing.
Liz, certainly appreciate your sharing that on a personal note. Much appreciated. Now, I understand you're releasing your first book next month in December, The Courage to Rise. Tell us about the book and what you hope readers will take away from the book.
Sure. The book is really a guide for healing unresolved manifestations of trauma, like anxiety, depression, mood swings, fatigue, chronic pain, digestive issues, all of these things naturally through movement, through mindfulness, and then also through incorporating healing foods. So it's really based on the premise that everyone experiences trauma at some point in their lives, and the book shares really practical and effective tools that you can immediately implement to begin regulating your nervous system, strengthening your emotional resiliency, and transforming pain into your greatest power. So I like to think of it as a handbook of hope. And what I really hope readers will take away is that healing is absolutely possible, and we all have the ability to reclaim our wholeness.
Well, Liz, good stuff here, and really appreciate your joining us, and I'm sure you're anxious for the release of your book, which, again, is coming out in December. Where can listeners pre-order a copy of the book?
Sure. So as you mentioned, it comes out on December 24th, but it can be pre-ordered now online at Amazon.com. It's also available at other online retailers like Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, IndieBound, and through HarperCollins.com.
And that certainly works. And if listeners wanted to get further details on Primal Yoga and be in touch with you, where's the best place that they could do that as well?
Yes, thank you. So my personal website is lizarch.com or primalyoga.com, and they can find out more information there about the book as well.
And that's easy enough. Again, Liz, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
And you're more than welcome. Our pleasure. We've been speaking with Liz Arch, international yoga instructor, the creator of Primal Yoga, and author of The Courage to Rise, Using Movement, Mindfulness, and Healing Foods to Triumph Over Trauma. And for further details, visit LizArch.com or PrimalYoga.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.